from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
What's wrong? What, you guys got a problem?
We got family ready to come on here. We're going to talk about this match that's going to come on here, but
she's delayed. She's supposed to be at the airport, but yeah, she's not.
She's enjoying one of the greatest cities in the world right now, a little bit longer, and there's nothing wrong with that. And yesterday, she got to enjoy the city, you know, and she went out and about, and, you know, so when I reached
had
out
some deep dish pizza.
Well, I don't know what she ate, but she made the mistake of like, trying to show me where she went, Sam.
Oh, my God.
And I want you to read this,
dear.
What I'm showing you right now.
Oh, my.
And tell you what I looked at. No, you take the phone. Go ahead.
Okay.
She made the mistake of sending that to me yesterday and saying what she just said. What's she saying there, Sam?
Right now, I'm in Wrigley Field.
And sent me a picture of it.
Oh, my goodness.
While we were getting the rain here. The source of most of my behind beatings as a kid because I ditched school and went to Cubs games. She was there yesterday.
Now I know why I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's very, you know, it's a rite of passage if you go to school in Chicago before they put the lights in.
Yeah,
you know, you did school. Daytime. You did school, and you went to a Cubs game. And then, if you knew you were going to get your behind beat, you just stayed out and took the L to the south side and went to a Sox game. I'm already in trouble, so I might as well just stay out and get two games. Karen Pistain, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg as always when we're talking this level of tennis. And Karen, all jokes aside, she has garnered the first since we have been together, Sam. And I don't know if any other shows, maybe other shows have got this, but I know that this is a first for our show. She earned the golden microphone this year.
Okay.
Because she covered the four majors.
Yeah.
And the Olympics. So, Karen Pistain, congratulations. You have garnered the first golden microphone. Anyway, your time in Chicago, how have you enjoyed the city?
Oh, great. I mean, I've been to Chicago before, but just doing some things that I hadn't done before, going to Wrigley Field. I had to say it. But yeah, you know, it's good. And I have a distant relative here, so I checked in with them. They live in this very tall tower in Hyde Park right next to the lake.
Ooh.
So, yep.
That's down there by Obama. Hyde Park, you know, Brian Gumbel and all them Obama.
Maybe,
and all of them.
I don't know.
Yeah. I know about that area. Yeah. That's some good money out there.
Well, although you've been in Chicago, you've been keeping an eye on things in Paris. Thoughts about the way the tennis tournament has gone? And one of the people that we watched with and were kind of disappointed, well, very disappointed, really, was that Coco Gauff didn't advance. And just the way things went down with that match, the images to us weren't real good. I don't know what your take is on.
My take on it, that Coco got pretty over-emotional, I think. In all honesty, I felt that she was wrong in the way she acted. Mm-hmm. Now, all of this could have been solved, not just Coco being angry about calls and whatnot, but the fact that there is no line calling system at the Olympic Games, and in the French Open, since it was played at Roland Garros, they need to have a line calling system like they have at every other tournament. But that's beside the point. Yes, disappointing for Coco. She didn't hold her composure. And yeah, she's 20 years old, but she's been playing, you know, for a long time now. But yeah, very disappointing. Very disappointing. And the American women in general, kind of disappointing. A lot of different dramas there.
Yeah, there was one that with Danielle Collins, I think, even when she departed, she retired in her match, but had some like parting words or something. That was some drama with
her,
right?
She had some words about Iga Swiatek saying that she's, you know, she acts one way and another way and is kind of phony and insincere. And I'm like, where did that come from?
Yeah, that was new for me. I don't know if you were up on that.
No, that totally shocked me there. And one other U.S. player having issues, Emma Navarro, basically talking about Zhang Zheng, who ended up winning the gold medal on the women's single side. And another thing, telling that she's phony or whatever. And I'm like, now, Emma Navarro has never said anything to anybody, you know, in this manner. So that totally shocked me. I'm like, you know, yeah, the American women were expected to do, you know, well, medal maybe and all that. So I guess it was very disappointing for them.
Why do you think this comes out at the Olympics?
This is great, though.
Yeah, but why does this come out at the Olympics?
We don't get this
at Wimbledon.
Maybe because of all the pressure on them to do well, and they were expected to do well, and at least one of them medal in the singles. So I think that's why all of a sudden, you know, they got kind of heated or whatever. I was totally shocked with all three of the women in terms of their attitude and whatnot. That disappointed
me. Not only that, then you got the frustration of all of them because this is like the hardest surface to play on top of, you know, when you talk about the circuit, playing on clay. So mm-hmm. You got that frustration. You got everything else that you guys talked about. I'm loving this because where's the best place to take a beef?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
New York City, and everybody's headed to the U.S. Open, right? That's what's going to be beautiful, man. I can't wait for that.
There will be some drama.
Yeah,
drama.
Man. I'm looking. Take that beef to New York. They got five boroughs waiting for you. Get Don King on the phone.
We're spending time this morning waiting for a .com outline with Kara Pastana. Always great to catch up with her and talking tennis, of course, with Tennis Panorama News. And she is social. You can always find her at Tennis News TPN, Tennis News TPN. Okay, on the men's side, U.S. and mm-hmm. got some hardware yesterday. and that was good to see.
Oh, they sure did. Yep, the men took the silver and the bronze in men's doubles. Taylor Fritz, Tommy Paul, they got the bronze. Rajiv Ram and Austin Krajicek the silver. Looking at the medal ceremony, of course, the winners, the Aussies led by Ebden, they were all happy. But the other happiest person on their podium was Taylor Fritz. You would have thought he won a gold. He was just so happy to get a medal. Yeah. He was just so happy to get a medal. And, you know, for me, that's kind of like what the Olympics is about. Sometimes it's not about coming in first. Sometimes it's just being there, being able to participate.
Yeah, but we're going to say that about this match that's coming up here in a few minutes because it does matter. And this is the match that we thought we would get to see Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz again just a few weeks after we saw them, you know, last at Wimbledon. Here we are on the clay. Thoughts about this match, you know, going in where Djokovic is? Is his knee going to be okay? Is his knee going to hold up here today?
You know, he keeps saying that maybe it's a day-to-day thing with him and his knee. And granted, I'm just going to say this, his side of the draw was not as difficult as Carlos Alcaraz's side of the draw, so he got a little bit of a gift there. But, we'll see. I mean, as far as services go, clay is probably the best surface if you're having knee problems. If this were hard court, I don't think he would have made it to the final. But today, Alcaraz remembers the last time they played at the French Open last year when Carlos got nervous and cramped up and everything else. He's going to remember that and lost to Djokovic. He's going to remember and he's going to make corrections. I do believe that because from what I've seen of his young career, he's always making adjustments. My prediction, I'm going to say Alcaraz in straight sets.
How much longer do you think Djokovic has got on the tour?
As long as he wants to play.
Okay, well then my question is how long, given what he's done so far, and given what, I mean, I think there's going to be a point, maybe after next year's Australian, maybe after Wimbledon, that if Alcaraz does not get injured, he's going to keep dominating this dude. And at some point, you got to back up 10 yards and just say, all right, it's my time. And so with that being the thought pattern, a year, two more years?
Yeah, I think that it all depends on how serious this knee problem really is. And when I first heard about his knee issue, I kept flashing back to Roger Federer because the beginning of the end of his career was when he slipped and fell and hurt his knee and had to have one surgery and then another. I'm like, oh, this could be the beginning of the end because the knees, when you're a tennis player, crucial. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to say two more years because, like I said, it all depends on the knee. I mean, he's done everything there is to do with the exception of a gold medal at the Olympic Games. He had a bronze in Beijing in 2008, but he wants that gold because one thing I remember, in the first round of the Rio Olympic Games, he lost to Juan Martín Del Potro, and he was sobbing as he walked off the court. He was sobbing. And that's how much it meant to him to play in the Olympics, but he wanted to win. He wants to win a gold medal.
Yeah, that's something he wants so, so bad to do. Talk about the transition they're getting ready to make. To me, this has been a very challenging transition to go from clay to grass back to clay, and now they got to come and play on the hard surface. There are a number of players who have a little bit of a start on them, haven't gotten a chance to play here in Atlanta. They're playing in D.C. this week. But thoughts about the catch-up that these players have to have. And this is usually a time when they get a little break, you know, before they come to the States. And they're not going to get that this time.
No, they're not going to get that. And some players have already said they're not playing the next Masters event, which is in Canada, in Toronto and Montreal. I mean, Djokovic, Alcaraz, most of the big players say, oh, I'm not playing in this next tournament because they need time to adjust to coming back to North America. And I guess getting in some practice before the next big tournament after that, which is in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, 2 weeks after Cincinnati, is the U.S. Open. So, you know, they just have to, I mean, clay is a different beast to play on than hard court. Clay absorbs, you know, shocks and whatnot, whereas a hard court, it doesn't absorb anything. You absorb the pain from the hard court.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
We know that very, very well, painfully well. you do that, you know, but it also is a surface that our American players are more familiar on and since mm-hmm. we spend more time on it. So I'm sure the ones who've had to stay and play, they, like you said, and Taylor Fritz thrilled about the opportunity to get a medal, period. But now he wants mm-hmm. to get back on this surface that he's very familiar with and been very successful on.
It's Karen Fasana joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, before we let you get out of here, give us what you believe is kind of an update with the U.S. Open right around the corner. These guys are going to feel like they're...
Oh, yes. We have the countdown. It begins on August the 26th, but the qualifying tournament begins the week before, August the 19th. Their U.S. Open's always ready and whatnot, and of course, people are probably... Again, looking on the men's side, we'll see if Alcaraz, who won the tournament a couple of years ago, can get a third major on the year. Because he won the French, he won Wimbledon. The last person to win three majors in the year, of course, was Djokovic last year. But this year, Djokovic hasn't even won a tournament, which is shocking. But anyway, on the women's side, of course, number one, Iga Swiatek. It really doesn't matter although clay is her best surface by far. I mean, she has won a U.S. Open. So I looked to her to do well. And, of course, defending champion Coco Gauff should get her feet back on the ground, so to speak, when she hits the hard courts of the U.S. Open. So I look at those two as doing well and getting back to the final. And that's what I see at the moment.
Greg and I always talk about Naomi Osaka and her comeback and how, you know, you feel like getting back on the hard court, getting back to New York might be good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, definitely, because hard court is where she thrives. All four of her majors come from hard court, and that's two Australians, two U.S. Open. So it's like back home in several ways for her getting back to the U.S. Open.
Karen.
So, yeah, we'll see how she does.
Yeah, really, really, really.
Karen, how does it feel? You got the first golden microphone. You're gonna put it up on your mantle. You're gonna put it in your. We gotta send her something. We gotta get a little something.
We
can
get
a little. I can put it on my mantle above the fireplace.
There we have a fireplace.
We should have that established here at the radio station and for all the shows. All right. If you have a correspondent that covers all the majors of that particular sport, and then you get an Olympics thrown in there, you should get the golden microphone.
Now you got your flight's delayed. What time are you getting out of there? Because you're supposed to have been leaving.
Well,
now.
I am now not getting out of here until tomorrow.
What?
So I have an extra day in Chicago.
Okay, Greg. Recommendations. Here we go. Recommendations.
Are you staying downtown? Or are you staying with friends out, like you mentioned, Hyde Park area, which is on the south side a little bit, near south side?
No, I'm not in Hyde Park. I am like basically downtown.
Okay.
And courtesy of the flight that I was supposed to be taking, they're moving me to a different hotel, but at least I'm getting some mileage and a free night.
All right.
So, you know,
let me make a suggestion to you. All right, you're going to get out of your hotel. You're going to walk down one of the busy streets. So you want to stay on busy streets. So you want to get into a Walgreens or one of those places, and you want to get yourself a jar of silver or white nail polish. Okay, and you want to take that. Now, listen to this. Stay with me. And you want to take mm-hmm. that. You want to take that around the corner on Superior Street is Gino's East, the famous pizza place, cornmeal crust. You know. Okay, so you want to go to Gino's East. You want to get yourself, you know, a pizza from there. But you want to put your name on the wall, and it will stay. Mm-hmm. It will stay there longer with the nail polish, because if people think they bring a Sharpie or a pen, now you can't mm-hmm. see it. You can't see it. But you get some white nail mm-hmm. polish. You put your name on there. All right. You go back, and you can eat the pizza there and take it back to your room. When you get back to your room, you want to get online, and you want to find out who's performing tonight at Buddy Guy's Legends.
I was at Buddy Guy's on Friday.
Oh, see, you know, she knows it. She got some Chicago folks talking to her.
Wow, man!
She went out to Buddy Guy's. Okay, now, all right.
Have you been to Garrett's for the popcorn yet?
Well, she can get Garrett's
I've
all over the
city. I've had some of the popcorn already. But I didn't go there, but I have some.
Okay. you go to Billy Goat?
No, she won't go. You ain't going to send her to Billy Goat. She ain't a writer and she ain't a dude. You don't want to send a woman down there by herself. No. Okay. I got the place.
What?
There's a place called, you want to check and see who's performing at Blue Chicago.
Blue Chicago,
Blue Chicago, because they got two clubs that are like three blocks apart. And they stagger the acts. So you can pay cover charge to get in one or two blocks apart. And then when that act goes on break, you can literally walk down the street and catch the act of the other one. And do that all. Now, we used to do that when we were younger because you'd want to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. But you could check out the entertainment at both places. So, but she already knew about Buddy Guy's place.
These are good hints here. Yeah, somebody from someone I know from the banking world invited me to this Buddy Guy.
Yeah,
she got the hook.
We up against the camera. We gotta go. But enjoy your time there, and we will talk to you soon. And thank you as always for your contribution to the
Karen.
Show.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
You got it. Karen Pastana having fun in Chicago.
Already been to Buddy Guy's. Already been to Wrigley Field.
Well, she got some folks with her.
She's making the rounds now.
She knows where to go. These guys are going to feel like they're...
Oh, yes. We have the countdown. It begins on August the 26th, but the qualifying tournament begins the week before, August the 19th. Their U.S. Open's always ready and whatnot. And, of course, people are probably... Again, looking on the men's side, we'll see if Alcaraz, who won the tournament a couple of years ago, can get a third major on the year. Because he won the French, he won Wimbledon. The last person to win three majors in the year, of course, was Djokovic last year. But this year, Djokovic hasn't even won a tournament, which is shocking. But anyway, on the women's side, of course, number one, Iga Swiatek. It really doesn't matter although clay is her best surface by far. I mean, she has won a U.S. Open. So I looked to her to do well. And, of course, defending champion Coco Gauff should get her feet back on the ground, so to speak, when she hits the hard courts of the U.S. Open. So I look at those two as doing well and getting back to the final. That's what I see at the moment.
Greg and I always talk about Naomi Osaka and her comeback and how, you know, you feel like getting back on the hard court, getting back to New York might be good for her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, definitely, because hard court is where she thrives. All four of her majors come from hard court, and that's two Australians, two U.S. Open. So it's like back home in several ways for her getting back to the U.S. Open.
Karen.
So, yeah, we'll see how she does.
Yeah, really, really, really.
Karen, how does it feel? You got the first golden microphone. You're gonna put it up on your mantle. You're gonna put it in your. We gotta send her something. We gotta get a little something.
We
can
get a
little. I can put it on my mantle above the fireplace. We have a fireplace.
We should have that established here at the radio station and for all the shows. Right. If you have a correspondent that covers all the majors of that particular sport, and then you get an Olympics thrown in there, you should get the golden microphone.
Now you got your flight's delayed. What time are you getting out of there? Because you're supposed to have been leaving.
Well, I am now not getting out of here until tomorrow.
What?
So I have an extra day in Chicago.
Okay, Greg. Recommendations. Here we go. Recommendations.
Are you staying downtown? Or are you staying with friends out, like you mentioned, Hyde Park area, which is on the south side a little bit, near south side?
No, I'm not in Hyde Park. I am like basically downtown.
Okay.
And courtesy of the flight that I was supposed to be taking, they're moving me to a different hotel, but at least I'm getting some mileage and a free night.
All right.
So, you know,
let me make a suggestion to you. All right. You're going to get out of your hotel. You're going to walk down one of the busy streets. So you want to stay on busy streets. Or you want to get into a Walgreens or one of those places, and you want to get yourself a jar of silver or white nail polish. Okay, and you want to take that. No, listen, stay with me. And you want to take that. You want to take that around the corner on Superior Street is Gino's East, the famous pizza place, cornmeal crust. You know.
Oh.
Okay, so you want to go to Gino's East. You want to get yourself you know, a pizza from there. But you want to put your name on the wall, and it will stay. Mm-hmm. It will stay there longer with the nail polish. Because if people think they bring a Sharpie or a pen, now you can't see it. You can't see it. But you get some white nail polish. You put your name on there. All right. You go back, and you can eat the pizza there, and take it back to your room. When you get back to your room, you want to get online and you want to find out who's performing tonight at Buddy Guy's Legends.
I was at Buddy Guy's on Friday.
See, she knows it. She got some Chicago folks talking to her.
Wow, man!
She went out to Buddy Guy's. Okay, now all right.
Have you been to Garrett's for the popcorn yet?
Well, she can get Garrett's
I've
all over the city.
I've had some of the popcorn already.
Okay,
but I didn't go there, but I have some.
Okay. Did you go to Billy Goat?
No, she won't go. You ain't going to send her to Billy Goat. She ain't a writer, and she ain't a dude. You don't want to send no woman down there by herself. No. Okay. I got the place.
What?
There's a place called, you want to check and see who's performing at Blue Chicago.
Blue Chicago,
Chicago, because they got two clubs that are like three blocks apart. And they stagger the acts. So you can pay cover charge to get in one or two blocks apart. And then when that act goes on break, you can literally walk down the street and catch the act of the other one. And do that all night. We used to do that when we were younger because you'd want to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. But you could check out the entertainment at both places. So, but she already knew about Buddy Guy's place.
These are good hints here. Somebody from someone I know from the banking world invited me to
She got the hook.
We up against the camera. We got to go. But enjoy your time there, and we will talk to you soon. And thank you as always for your contribution
to
the show.
Karen.
Thanks so much. Have a good one, guys.
You got it. Karen Pastana having fun in Chicago.
Already been to Buddy Guy's. Already been to Wrigley Field.
Well, she got some folks with her.
She's making the rounds now.
She knows where to go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.